A court hearing soon determines the fate of TikTok in the United States. Last spring, you may recall, Congress passed a law putting the popular app on notice. Find a new non-Chinese owner by January or be banned in the U.S. TikTok sued to overturn that law. The Justice Department resisted, asserting that classified evidence shows TikTok is dangerous, and TikTok has now demanded that a court unseal that evidence. NPR tech correspondent Bobby Allen is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so what is the government's case to the extent we know it now?
Right. The case against TikTok is now and has always been China, right? Lawmakers in Washington from both parties have concerns about TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, which is based in Beijing. And the fear is that the Chinese Communist Party will use TikTok against the 170 million Americans who use it, you know, as a spy tool or to collect data on Americans or use it as a propaganda weapon against the interest of Americans. That is what is motivating lawmakers here to crack down on the app.
Well, this is really interesting because there have been a lot of allegations about TikTok, but they seem hard to prove, at least in public. And now we have the Justice Department asserting they've got information behind the scenes that back up these concerns.
Exactly. And that's sort of the crux of the latest fight here, that not even TikTok is able to see on what evidence the government is using to try to put it out of business, right? And because of that, TikTok just yesterday asked in a new filing that a special master be appointed to this case to sift through this secret evidence and try to determine what should be released and what should remain classified. You might remember the term special master from the days when everyone was talking about the Trump Mar-a-Lago classified documents case. It's a similar idea here, Steve, right? That an outside judge come in, go through all of the classified information and say, okay, the public can see this, but the public can't see that. Because right now, TikTok itself doesn't know how to prepare for this hearing next month because they say, hey, we don't even know what you have against us.
Okay, so first, I'd love to have the title special master. I don't know if I'd want the job exactly, but it'd be great to be, as I'm sure you would as well, it'd be great to be called that. But in any case, what does the law say about this classified material?
Yeah, right. Special master sounds like a fancy job. But I talked to three Justice Department officials and they told me that, you know, the law might just be on the government side here. When it comes to matters of national security, courts often give deference to protecting information that could put the country at risk. One former justice official told me, no judge wants to be the one who unclassifies his material that could put the country at harm, right? In the TikTok case, the argument that top secret information needs to be classified is up against TikTok's argument that its rights as an app are being violated. TikTok says if the government is gonna, you know, try to ban an app used by half of Americans, it should at the very least have to support that case with solid evidence, right? TikTok even pointed to two people who seem to be ignoring the fears about TikTok, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, who both have accounts on TikTok to try to reach potential voters.
And we'll hear the answer to that hearing in the next few weeks. NPR's Bobby Allen, thanks so much.
Thanks, Steve.